Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us
Good.
here on the Daily this
Thank you.
morning. So, looking at celebrations this weekend at the Chippendale Creative Precinct, how have you taken Chinese traditions into account when planning the celebrations?
Okay, well, so as you know, we have the Chippendale Creative Precinct, which is a very exciting incorporated association. We host multiple events. And this event we're hosting on Kensington Street, which is a newly recently refurbished street that I hope many of you now know. And it has Spice Alley and it has a multitude of wonderful restaurants and bars. The Kensington Street Social has just opened. Automata Koi, the guy from MasterChef, is there with his fantastic dessert bar. And the owner of the street is Dr. Stanley Quek, and he is the former chairman of Fraser's Property Australia, who developed the old brewery, Carlton United Brewery site, just up the road. And of course, hailing from Singapore, Chinese New Year, or the traditions of Chinese New Year, is incredibly important to him. And my other role is that I am the creative director of Kensington Street and work with him. And so thus, it came about that we should really be celebrating Chinese New Year and do something really extravagant and incredibly exciting. And so we've had this wonderful day planned for tomorrow. It actually starts at about midday with a fantastic art exhibition that we're opening called 2020. And we have co-curated it with Claudia Chan Shaw, who is the City of Sydney curator for Chinese New Year this year. And we have a wonderful exhibition of Australian Asian artists. And we sort of basically start the day with that. And then at 3 o'clock, we have the traditional lion dancers coming down the street and they support and play and drum and entertain for about half an hour. And then we just go into a program that's absolutely chock-a-block right up until 7 p.m. So performances, dancers, children doing beautiful dancing. We have the a lovely young boy singer who's about 13 who sings, like an angel. We have fortune teller Mia Hui, and she's going to be exciting us with her numerology fortune telling abilities. And we have a caricaturist, Stephen Pong, and he's going to be, and all of this is free. And I think that's really important to say. So you can come along down to Kensington Street, have the most fantastic day out watching all of this, and you don't have to spend a penny, unless you want to, in which case then you can go into Spice Alley and treat yourself to the most beautiful, sumptuous, delicious cuisine from different countries of Asia, and or you can eat from the street vendors, because we've got a number of food stalls that we're bringing out that are mostly Asian. Then of course we have the Bistro Gav Hosh, who we're celebrating his lovely restaurant he's about to open soon in Kensington Street. And then, of course, we've got the food demonstrations, which is very exciting. So we have two lots. We've got a fantastic food demonstration stage, and we have Bang Luck Thai street food. We have Koi. So again, the guys from the dessert bar from the MasterChef fame, and everyone's talking about them at the moment. We have Mekong, we have Bistro Gav Hosh, and we have Chef's Gallery. And we do that twice on that afternoon with various different other chefs. So that's very exciting. That's really worth coming to see. And then, of course, we've got the martial arts demonstration, and that's at about 5:30, the Pak Hok Kung Fu. And then we've got the vocal arts studio, Pei Fung and Lorraine Lee, and the Chinese Youth League of Australia Cultural Dance Group. So look, there's a lot to come and see and do, and it will be a fantastic celebration. And we sort of end it with more of a classical style dance, Chinese dance ballet with the Black Swan Dance Group, and of course then the Chinese music school, more traditional sort of typically Chinese style music. So the whole day is going to be an amazing event, and we just hope everyone will come and enjoy the day and be a part of this lovely moment.
Well, if people wanted to find out a bit more about what's going on, because there's a lot to take in there, there's a lot to see on the day. I understand there's also workshops where people can be learning from those 2020 artists.
Say that. So much going on, I can't sort of get it all out really, but we do. We have four fantastic workshops, and what's exciting about those workshops, the artists that are actually going to be participating in the 2020 exhibition that I mentioned earlier. So we have Jayanto, we have Kayo, Haiyan He Lee, and Tracy Laff, and workshops that really sort of represent the Chinese New Year traditions in various different forms and guises. So you can come in and make a beautiful lantern, or you can learn how to burn paper Korean style and make beautiful art out of that, or work with Tracy Luff and her beautiful cardboard sculptures. So there's a lot to do. And then, of course, we've got traditional sort of origami making as well. So certainly, if you come along, you will not be bored, not for a second. And Kensington Street is just such a lovely street to enjoy anyway, with all that of its offerings. And of course, we've got Spice Alley, as I've already mentioned, which is just lovely and in abundance. Yeah, so that's I think, the day, really.
Fabulous.
And then, of course, we do actually have the Lion Dancers who come back on Sunday and on Monday, because we're actually celebrating the Lunar Feast, so we're offering a Lunar Feast as well. So that is something that is pretty special. We're offering a 5-course dinner from all of our lovely Asian hawker-style food entities, and we're charging $88. It's all the lucky 8. So the 8 is the lucky number in Chinese New Year. So we've got $88. We've got an 8-course menu. And that's something to enjoy as well. So potentially that goes for 8 days. So if you miss out one day, you can always come the next day or the following day.
Well, a lot going on tomorrow, obviously, and for the rest of the lunar cycle. Nikki, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you coming on and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.